T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hillmail.
This sure puts spin on the term trumped up trickle-down economics.
On WAAF.
Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on low mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more. Visit cityofbostoncu.com, the City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. And here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages of the previous 24 hours.
Wednesday, 6:59 a.m.
911, what's your emergency? Hey, kid, I'm in my condo. I'm on a pinch of loaf. Some guy's flying a drone over my skylight.
End of message.
A texter wants to know if you'd like to meet Frank's chick, Shu. Are you interested in meeting Frank?
Nice. You do a little threesome role playing, like was discussed earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can check with me.
Okay.
Wednesday, 8:41 a.m.
I just looked up online that Helen Mirren is going to be in the new Fast and Furious movie. So, old lady actresses who are insanely talented do action movies, and I hope she beats someone to a pulp.
End of message.
Helen Mirren is going to be in the new, Fast and Furious 18?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, how many of those movies are they going to make?
Fast and Furious.
She was in, I believe she was in those Red movies where they were all, like, assassins. So she's done action films.
Oh, she has?
Yeah.
Dame Helen Mirren?
Dame Helen Mirren, still beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's not my elderly porn fetish talking.
Oh. Okay.
Wednesday, 8:48 a.m.
Well, after seeing a recent picture of Mike Shu, I think his new segment on the Hillman Morning Show should be called Ballin' with Baldy.
End of message.
Bald guys are what? More trusted?
More trustworthy, more mature.
They're social.
More established.
Their social maturity is higher than any other man.
Wednesday, 11:23 a.m.
A new study has revealed that masturbation in the workplace is actually a good thing. It reduces stress, increases productivity, and creates a better work environment in general. In addition, it cuts down on the need for post-it notes. Oh, naughty, naughty I am.
End of message.
Ew. But, but ew.
Yeah.
5:27 a.m.
Well, I don't know if you've come up with a new segment, for Mike Shu since he's on the morning show. Love you, Mike. You know, maybe Grannies and Trannies, brought to you by Mike Shu.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, he likes the old people born. Can't discriminate against the transgender, there, Mike. Have a nice day.
End of message.
Okay.
Texter says, don't forget that Dame Helen Mirren was in Caligula.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, back in the day.
That's, oh, God.
When she was a smoke.
That's how to confuse a millennial.
Yes.
Mention the penthouse, the Bob Guccione penthouse production of the film Caligula.
Epic. Oh, yeah. The Naked Guys on Stilts.
Excellent film.
6:24 a.m.
President Trump is entering. Cue the music. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Do that again. President Trump is entering the building.
End of message.
We talked a lot this morning during the 6 o'clock hour about whether that first Trump news conference yesterday was wildly entertaining or wildly inappropriate.
Both.
And opinions appear to be split right down the middle. I loved it. I said this morning I'd like to see one of those every single week. I would. It was extremely entertaining. I enjoyed it, but there are many who listen to this show who believe that it's inappropriate.
6:32 a.m.
Too bad that Donald Trump isn't more like Oprah Winfrey, because last night's press conference would have been like, you guys are fake news, and you guys are fake news, and you guys are fake news. Everybody's fake news.
End of message.
You don't get a question, and you don't get a question.
6:59 a.m.
How come white people lost their minds over a black president but seem to have no problem with an orange one?
End of message. 7 a.m.
Of course I'm serious about staying away from conflicts of interest and being on the right side of ethics. If I wasn't, would I have all these stacks of paper behind me?
End of message.
He did have
there
a
was
lot of props.
A lot of props. Manila folders and papers.
Yeah. It was kind of interesting. Well, I don't know if you... Did you watch the whole thing?
No, not the entire thing.
Yes.
It was very interesting when his attorneys were up there. The woman who was explaining the reasons why he had to do this in the way that he had to do it to try to avoid any kind of interest.
Yeah.
As the president.
Yeah. I mean, it was fascinating, actually.
Imagine all I could think of, because, you know, I'm a businessman occasionally.
Get out. Really?
I have some
I've
lawyers.
I've never heard of anything you've done business-wise.
All I could think about was how many lawyers at how much per hour have been working on that for the last 3 months, and
seriously,
how much it is costing him. Right. To be president of the United States.
Imagine you're a lawyer, you get a call from Trump's people, and it's just like, cha-ching, buying that home in Monte Carlo.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And while you're at it, sue BuzzFeed. I mean,
any possible question or conflict that somebody could have brought up, she's like, in regards to divesting, it would be impossible for Donald Trump to divest because he can't unknow that he owned Trump. It was like... unbelievable.
Well, I mean, there were some excellent points made where, you know, if he went in a certain direction, like, for instance, if the kids got financing in order to buy the business, the banks that gave them the financing could be doing that to curry favor with him down the road.
Right.
So
he
can't
do that. It's so complicated.
If he sold the businesses... Yep. The individuals or the foreign entity that bought the businesses, the Trump brand is worth a lot of money.
Yes.
So if he continued in some kind of a deal where somebody else ran everything, but he got royalties,
that
could be an ongoing. I mean, it was
he would be doing royalties for this. Yeah, it was
very
wild.
Very interesting.
Well, it was businessman at his finest.
And then I really enjoyed when he said that he would fire his sons if they didn't run everything right.
These papers are all just a piece of the many, many companies that are being put into trust to be run by my two sons. And I hope at the end of 8 years, I'll come back and I'll say, oh, you did a good job. Otherwise, if they do a bad job, I'll say, you're fired. Goodbye, everybody.
How about the 8-year confidence by Trump there?
That was great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.